You're listening to Marketplace Weekend from APM. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. Now we're going to go south to the Mexican border. News stories there often center on violence and immigration. German photographer Stefan Falke wanted to create a different project. So for 7 years, he's been photographing artists on both sides of the border and has formed close bonds with his subjects like Azul Monraz. She's the front singer of Madame Ur y Su Hombres, a popular band in Tijuana.
Man, it's such a small world.
And you can hear the influence the border has on her life and art.
I didn't like my city when I was young. I used to live just in front of the border. We used to go to the higher place in the house to see the things that people did to cross the border. Then when I grow up and when I start to go out of Tijuana, I start to like my city and start to see the beautiful part of it. The beauty of Tijuana, it's a place made for opportunities to others, and that always bring a dream of better life for people in my country.
To understand the border art scene and how you create a market in an often unstable environment, Stefan Falke joins me now. Thanks for being here.
Hi, thanks for having me.
When I look at your photographs, you know, some of them were talking about visual artists, but it's a much broader range. What kind of work did you see? And were there through lines that you think that ran through it that speak to life on a border?
Interestingly, many artists use either the violence or the border itself or the illegal immigration and so on, or political issues. They're plentiful there. They use them in their art, but many, many do not at all, especially the young ones. They just, you know, they're so tired of seeing and hearing any of that they just go ahead and they kind of fight everything with color and humor, and it's really refreshing to see.
Can they make a living?
No, none of them. I mean, I would say 98% of artists on the border have a real hard time making a living with it.
Why is that?
There's really no marketplace. I mean, Mexico City is the main place in Mexico, and in the U.S. it's New York or Los Angeles or other cities, but definitely not anything near the border, although, you know, San Diego and El Paso and other bigger cities have an art marketplace, but not on the Mexican side of the border.
When you think about the economics of that region, and I realize we're talking about, I mean, you went on a
miles,
huge
yeah.
stretch, 2,000 miles. Yeah. How do you think the presence of the border and interacting with it, how does that change the economic life of the people who you talk to?
Well, it's kind of strange. It attracts a lot of economic life because there's a lot of business to be done there because there's so many people, especially in Baja California and Juarez. And you know, there's millions, literally millions of people. So there's a lot of business to be done for certain businesses.
Thinking about the artists who you talked to and interviewed and photographed, what will they do now? What is the sort of trajectory for them look like in the future?
Things have gotten better, and I would say a market is kind of being created. Things seem to be a little better, and people start to take notice because there's an incredible talent along the border and on you know, wherever you go, really, especially in Tijuana, which is like, I would say, the epicenter of
art. What kind of work?
Any kind of work. Music, a lot of fresh, young music, a lot of murals. I mean, Mexicans love the murals, right? So there's a lot of artists, which is, by the way, really interesting because lots of artists share their murals. They're not in it to create their own profile and get big with that, but they, you know, they're in groups and they really don't care about their own ego and their artwork. That's really good to see. And anything from painting to rap to name it. I mean, that's an unbelievable amount of talent there, which is untapped, I would say. And I would say cities like Los Angeles take note, Mexico City too a little bit. Some of the artists are starting to float around. We had a very successful exhibition in Germany with five of those artists from the border. So this project already is starting to, that's part of my, you know, that's what I love to see, right?
Stefan Falke, thank you so much for talking with me.
Welcome. Thank you for having me.
Visit our website, marketplaceweekend.org, to see some of Stefan's photographs of his time at the border.
Okay.